Yes, I know this is a week late, but if you've been following me for the past week, I've been a little bit busy, so excuse the tardiness of this. Let's go over hashtag because Waco. Let's go over the Bands of America Cherry on Waco Regional. Let's talk about what happened in that event. I was there, so I'll give you a first-person account of what happened, and we'll go over some just like logistical stuff about how scores are tabulated and all this stuff. So, good morning again, Daniel Valdez again. It's a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Let's go to the Waco Regional. So, as we know, the regional, once again, was canceled. The finals portion was canceled due to the weather events that were happening throughout the day and the potential weather that was happening, that was going to happen later that evening. I know that when we were all at retreat, the fog started rolling in and it got even more ominous than it was the rest of the day. So basically what happens at this point is whenever there are frequent rain delays like that, the goal is to try to get everybody at least a performance. Everybody that traveled there, paid money to be there, paid, fees and buses and all that stuff, food, all that stuff. The goal is to try to get everybody in for at least one run. Now, as the day went on, it became more and more clear that, yeah, it was going to be just going to be a prelims thing that was going to happen. I know a lot of people were asking me whether finals was going to happen. Just based on experience, I could easily tell you that finals wasn't going to happen. If they would have had to start late, the contest would have ended late. You guys would have been out of there until, 1 o'clock in the morning at the earliest. And that's not good for travel whenever you're having to go up and down I-35 in the middle of the night in hazardous weather. So all things considered, the move here is to get everybody that showed up, get them one performance. I think there were only two programs that didn't show up. And I think that was determined before the event. So everybody else that was on the list, that was on the docket, on the schedule, they came down. Some of them had to wait a while because of rain delays and whatnot. So, that's how these events go, unfortunately. I know everybody's wanting that second performance, but with the weather the way it was, there was just no way that it was going to happen. So what happens when we cancel finals? Well, we take the prelims results. As long as everybody's competed, everybody that showed up, that got a performance, it got judges' tapes, and it was on competition suite and all that stuff, everybody that shows up, that basically certifies the contest. Previously, a couple of years ago, when Bands of America decided to have the Waco Regional back, to have that be a thing again after however many years, it got canceled halfway through. The reason why is because there were several programs that were dealing with weather in the Dallas area, and not just like, hey, it's raining. It's like, no, there's like a tornado warning and we're being told to go to the center room of the house, that sort of stuff. So I remember being in the press box one by one, programs started calling in, hey, we're not coming, hey, we're not coming, hey, we're not coming. When that happens and we look at the radar and we look at lightning and all that stuff, the move became clear. Hey, we got to pull the plug on the contest. With this, it was just rain. So there was everybody that was, like I said, everybody that was showing up, everybody that was going to show up ended up showing up. So we got to get their performance in. So when the finals contest gets canceled, prelims get certified, and everyone who was in the top, was it top 14? Everyone who's in the top, top 12. Everybody's in the top 12 at this event in prelims based on prelims results. They are automatically certified as finalists, and I don't think it was announced in the stadium, but yes, we do crown a regional champion here. So officially, with an 87.35, yes, your 2023 Waco regional champion is the Dripping Springs High School Band with a fantastic show. I love Fugue State. Their soloists are great. Love the design. Everything works. Great stuff. They are certified as the champion for the event. That's how that stuff goes down. And it was a lot of logistical things that we had to get ready on the back end and making sure announcements were made and all that stuff. So let's just go over the list real quick. Everybody here is listed as this top 12 is listed as finalists. It's in the record books. You can put it in your outros if you want. Lord knows I would. So let's just go down the list. Cypress Falls came in 73.15. I believe they went on last in prelims, so that was a long time they had to wait to perform, but congratulations to them. New Braunfels, 73.2. Lake Ridge, 73.85. Plano East Senior High School, they went on first. they went on first early in the morning, or not early in the morning, but later in the morning, but definitely had to wait for those results. 79.4. Winston Churchill High School, my alma mater, with an 80.00. Braswell with an 80.60. McKinney with an 80.90. Marlon Jean Johnson Machine, 81.15. Rock Hill with an 82.80. Clearbrook with an 84.70. Wiley came in with a fantastic performance. Man, they were on fire over there in Waco. 87.30. And then Dripping Springs takes the contest, 87.35. So obviously a very challenging day for everybody involved. Oh, and by the way, here's your performance awards. Wiley and Dripping Springs tied for music. Wiley won visual. Dripping Springs won general effect. Go down the prelims results. Meridian sweeps Class A. There were not any Class 2A programs. Class 3A, Clearbrook took that. Rock Hill was second. Winston Churchill was third. Rock Hill took music and visual. General effect went to Clearbrook. And then in Class 4A, Dripping Springs was in first place. Wiley in second. Moen G. Johnson was in third. Wiley and Dripping Springs tied for music. Visual went to Wiley, and then general effect went to Dripping Springs. I know I just said that again, but because it all reads off as a prelims sheet, so that's why. So yeah, challenging day for everybody involved. Kudos to the programs that stuck it out and were able to get a performance in. Sometimes it was not under the best conditions. We totally get that. I remember sitting in the box and being like, man, it's like every time the announcer announces that somebody's going to go on, or like the second a program takes a step on the field after a rain delay, it just starts raining again. Like it was real weird. It would stop raining. We're like, okay, let's see if we can get some performances in. Let's see if we can get a couple of programs in. It's like, okay, let's start again. And the second somebody steps off, it starts raining. It's like, oh man. So, that's how this goes sometimes. You know, it seems like every year there's one event that gets canceled due to bad weather somewhere across the BOA realm. It just happened to be Waco this year, but I'm glad everybody was safe. I'm glad everybody got home safely and everything. That's kind of something I worry about, just kind of being an older person. That's something I worry about whenever there's like inclement weather and stuff like that. It's like, I hope these kids and parents and directors get home safely and so that they may march another day. So congratulations to everybody who performed, especially those programs who had to actually go out in the rain and perform their show. I know a couple of programs that had to do that, and trust me, it's for somebody who has had to do that in the past and on one of the biggest stages of the year. It's one of those things you try to block out as much as you can. And then at some point, you just got to enjoy what's happening. That's going to be a story that they'll tell forever. So they'll tell their family forever. So congratulations to everybody at the Bands of America Waco Regional. There's really not much to go over after that, except for, you know, hey, we got everybody in. Everybody tried to, everybody that showed up, they got the performance in. Super cool to see. I know some programs had some instrument damage and whatnot through the rain and whatnot. Thankfully, especially at Churchill, the community rallied around them. They were able to borrow instruments. Some people donated some money. It got some run on the local news, and they were able to actually perform at the Bands of America Regional the next week with instruments and everything. So it's big shout out to the community and big shout out to everybody who helped that program get back on their feet after the Waco Regional. So I'm done here. Congratulations to all you finalists. I hope you remember that for the rest of your lives. Trust me, I remember my Waco experience. Everybody's got a Waco experience. I definitely have one. Congratulations to everybody, and congratulations to Dripping Springs High School on the regional championship. I'm done here. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.